Well, what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian base for a second day Wednesday to carry out more airstrikes in Syria. The defense ministry said the targets were again Islamic State militants. Moscow-based Carnegie analyst Alexander Baunov said the tactical goal is to reach overwhelming force in Syria and closer ties with Iran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful and complicates what he calls a very dangerous situation.
Our concerns remain very vivid, and we're trying to remain focused on, specifically with Aleppo, but on a broader scale, trying to get a cessation of hostilities back in place in Syria, and this doesn't help it.
Russia first announced strikes using heavy bombers and fighter bombers from an air base in Iran Tuesday. An Iranian official who heads the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee said there is no permanent basing of Russian forces in Iran. Police in Zimbabwe Wednesday fired tear gas and water cannon to break up dozens of protesters opposed to the reintroduction of local banknotes. The protesters marched in the capital Harare with the intention of demonstrating outside the central bank's headquarters. Promise Nkwananzi is among those marching.
The message is very clear that Robert Mugabe must now resign and pave way for the fresh impetus of the country. And that is what we are going to be doing. Whether he listens, whether he doesn't, what is going to happen is that we, the people, are going to take back our power.
Zimbabweans fear the banknotes aimed at bridging a currency shortage will lead to another bout of hyperinflation similar to what occurred in 2008. It's the latest sign of public discontent in the southern African country beset by an ailing economy and high unemployment. This is VOA News. The second